Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, all right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm watching right now Scottie Scheffler is about to tee off at the PGA Championship. What do you guys think of Scottie Scheffler? What do you think of his chances?
No chance.
He's about to tee. It's a big disadvantage for Tiger. It's 55 degrees. It's San Francisco. Obviously, the fog going to be cold. Tiger's teeing off this morning, and that's a big disadvantage. You want to be see how they do it. You got your early tee times, and you got your later tee times. But if you could actually be in the early tee time slot when you're teeing off at like 10:30, 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. you can still be in the morning group, or you could be at 7 o'clock. Which means that you'd start tomorrow, like noon or 1 o'clock, or you start early in the afternoon group as well.
You know, people listen to the show and know that I can't stand when John does stuff most of the time. Mm-hmm. But I have to give you credit for this right now, because when you can enter into why tee times are important in a conversation and sell it like you believe people care, it's remarkable, particularly Look, there may be people out there who care, but when you're in a room with one guy who doesn't care and then another guy who you're looking at who doesn't care, and you can still sell with that type of fervor, I got to give you credit.
Well, he knows there's a lot of people that care out there listening.
There are.
It is an amazing – because you can kind of feel when you're in a room and you're talking and people don't care about it, but John's like pushing and selling because – I actually got to applaud you for it, to be honest.
My God, you should see how far Tom.
What backhanded Hope applause that it. Was.
No, it's a literal, I'm almost in awe that he could like go through that and like, man, I know the guy to my left doesn't care. And I know the guy who I can look at directly at doesn't care. But I got to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I got to still, it doesn't matter. I don't care if anyone cares. Here's the thing about that. I don't care if anyone cares.
Do you think that's kind of a problem considering the job you do?
No, I don't find that problematic at all.
Is this new to you, Dell? You think this
no,
is new?
But when he was like, I don't care if anyone cares.
Look at the fog. It is just beautiful there, by the way. Just beautiful.
You said look at the fog, and it is just beautiful.
No, this course, it's got the California, Northern California trees, the cypress, and it's just gorgeous. It really is. So you guys are going to, all weekend long, from now until Sunday, late Sunday afternoon, you guys are going to be like...
This is a major, right?
Yes!
Lance, why would you ask that, Dell?
No, because it leads me to this. Like, this is a major, and the start of it has to be watched on a streaming platform because it's not on TV anywhere?
Yeah. No. Well, it's... Okay, Scottie Scheffler, Tom Hogue just teed off. You don't care about them?
I don't care about any of them. I don't care who it is.
No. The coverage, the live coverage starts at 3.
Yeah. I'm just saying, golf, this is one of your majors of the year, and there's not a network who will take it from the start?
That's not it. I don't think golf wants it to be on all day long.
So let me ask you something.
Like, the U.S. Open is on all day long, but for whatever reason, the PGA Championship isn't.
They don't want it?
They don't want it. No. Well, Fox, I think, probably negotiated that. No, we want like 7 hours of golf coverage of being on live. But for whatever reason, that's not the case here with ESPN.
So let me ask you something. Is it considered typically in an event like this, and I know sometimes it just depends on the weather.
And wait a minute, just to finish that, and it could well be to sell more ESPN Plus subscriptions.
Possibly, certainly.
You know, you can watch it right now on ESPN Plus all morning long up until 3 o'clock.
Speaking of.
You can watch it all.
The big news yesterday is that Tenet is going to be offered on Disney Plus streaming. So the movie Tenet by Christopher Nolan is going to be on Tenet, but you have to pay like $35 for it.
Oh.
I don't know if it's to buy, to rent. I don't want to buy movies. I'll rent them. I don't care about buying them.
Yeah, I'm looking at...
It would have to be buying for $35.
Yeah, you have to be.
By opening Mulan on the same weekend as Tenet, Disney seems to be offering a little competing vision of the future. Like Mulan, a movie, a live action version, is going to be on Disney Plus. I'm seeing Tenet going to be in theaters September 3rd. And Mulan will be on Disney Plus September 4th.
Are you sure that's not old? I think this was
22 hours ago.
Because I saw that it's going to be on Disney Plus, that it found a home. Because I thought they had scrapped. Is this something brand new? Because they had scrapped it coming out.
I don't know. A tweet from 22 hours ago. Tenet in theater September 3rd.
From what's the source?
I don't know who Eric Davis is. He's verified. He's the managing Fandango, a movie site. He's the managing editor, and he says...
Oh, Fandango's a... Yeah.
Yeah, he says Tenet will be in theaters while Mulan, a Disney movie that they were pushing earlier in the year, is going to be on Disney Plus.
How in the world are they going to do theaters?
Well, this is interesting. Let's get back to golf. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah, people care about Scott Sheffield.
Yeah, Scott Sheffield. I guess you're right. I guess they change.
Or you just misread it.
No. Well, they said Disney Plus is going to be the home for Tenet. That was like a big... stock market thing for
maybe
Disney.
Maybe it's after it's released. It'll go there.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. But Scott Sheffield's teeing off. That's who it is?
Scott Scheffler.
Whatever. Same difference.
Scott Sheffield, I think.
No, it's Sheffler. And Scott, oh, by the way, Schefter? He's already. Now they're walking down the world. They're showing him walking down the fairway. Actually, they're watching David Duvall in the studio with Scott Van Pelt. The two of them are. They're watching two guys talk.
Did they give?
Oh no, we got him on the green.
Did they give Scott Sheffler a premium?
Sheffler.
Because his brother's Adam. They're like, hey, ESPN. Let's show Scott because we got his brother Adam is one of our featured guys for NFL.
CT Pond just birdied one.
Who is that?
CT.
No, don't.
Yeah, it is.
Don't do that.
It kind of is.
I don't do that.
CT Pond.
How come you didn't go Mulan? Why didn't you do that?
I didn't.
Why didn't you do that? Since we're doing that,
because she doesn't play golf.
Oh, that matters to you? If they play golf or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or if their food.
Mm.
Okay.
She's not. She's a hero, is what she is.
She is a hero.
September.
But she ended up liking that guy, right?
I don't
remember. At the end of the movie?
I didn't ever watch Mulan. September 4th, if you want to see the live action version of Mulan, Disney Plus.
Yeah, what, I don't want
to. Wait a minute. Isn't that your company, Disney Plus?
Yeah.
You should be promoting this.
I guess there was a story out yesterday that ESPN Plus, their subscriptions skyrocketed last month.
For whatever reason.
I don't know.
Hamilton.
ESPN Plus.
Oh, ESPN. Well, there is a package.
Oh, maybe that's why.
There is a package of the two.
Maybe, yeah.
And it also was probably because there was a big UFC fight also. You had the big fight between Gamebred and Usman. That was in July. And that was ESPN Plus. Well, so a lot of these fights are now on ESPN Plus. Mm-hmm. The pay-per-views. You got.
And this is why. And again, this is why we'll see. You know what this does for ESPN Plus when you, for the first 5 hours of each day, you've only got it on online. You know that could boost sales for sure.
Mm-hmm.
My God, look at Ricky's mustache. Is that terrible?
Oh, goodness.
Isn't that terrible?
And where could you bet on Ricky, John?
At mybookie.ag, promo code radio. That's where you can bet. You got all the odds right now going on. I mean, you can't get a Rockets line right now because we don't know who's going to play tonight, but that's just ridiculous. If the line does come out, you know where you're going to find it right away. Bing, bing, bing. You got live betting. You got all the betting that you could possibly want right now. You want to bet on the PGA Championship this weekend? Done. You want to bet on NBA? Done. NHL. Fred he just loves his life because there's NHL hockey action all day long that he's betting on every single day. And you can too. If you go to mybookie.ag promo code radio, mybookie.ag promo code radio, you play, you win, and they pay. That's the key when you're talking about a bookie, is you want to go with a bookie where you know you're going to get paid. That is the main point. And then secondly, when you sign up, you're going to put in some money. And when you put in that money, guess what? They're going to match it. They're going to match whatever you put in that initial deposit. So you get double to play with. So put a bunch in and play and win, and you get paid at mybookie.ag promo code radio.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the go-go.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm telling you, the golf, you guys don't know nothing. The golfing world is, I'm getting texts from buddies. Don't forget Tiger and Rory. Tiger, Rory, and Justin Thomas are all in the same group this morning. You people don't know anything.
But they're not playing right now, right?
Bam! Watching it at work. Bam! I love that.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, this is just, I'm loving life right now. First major of the year. We didn't have the Masters. We didn't have nothing. Nothing.
Yep. First major of the year. Let's not have it on TV until like 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. What time does the Super Bowl start?
Yeah, but they have
it starts at 4:30.
Yeah, but that's 5 o'clock. That's when it actually starts, as opposed to golf starts what? When did it start? 9 Central? And we're not going to put it on until 3? Such a major sport.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Oh, really? You mean the sport that's on network television every weekend?
Is it on network television right now?
And this weekend it is.
Is the start of the first major on television right now?
They don't want it to be.
Well, that's a great way to market things.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Not even the national championship in your sport, college football, is on network television.
Who cares? I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But it's on TV.
Oh,
it's on TV.
Who gets more?
You know what happens? They don't start the first quarter on ESPN+.
They do. No, yeah. Yeah, they do. They might. You don't know that they don't.
Well, picking it up here, Brad Nessler.
You don't know that they won't do that in the future.
Quarter two. You guys missed a great first quarter as 21 points were scored by Kentucky.
Kentucky of all schools?
Oh, must is there anything like the national basketball championship?
They tune it. Well, it's Kentucky versus Toledo is the matchup. Is there anything better than when you turn on when a golf event comes on and you're like, oh, this guy just shot a 62 today. We got the highlights. I know you didn't see any of it, but trust me, a 62 was shot earlier this morning before we were on the air. Here's some of the putts he made and some of the shots that he made here for that 62. On a serious note, is it considered, I know a lot of it depends on the weather, is there a standard for being preferable to tee off early versus mid-afternoon versus late?
No.
What's considered the
all
standard?
Luck, whether or not you get wind.
If that's all
when the wind picks up, or yeah, it's all luck.
But if it's rainy, but how much of it has to do with the stomping of the greens? I mean, is there any of it that where any of it gets torn up a little bit?
Well, here's a lot of
foot traffic.
You want to be,
it's been raining.
Well, over the weekend, you always want to be as late as possible. That means you're in the lead.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. But early on, no. I mean, no. It's all about luck, is not having that wind kick up. If you're a later morning, I mean, a lot of times early morning will be calmer, or you have no idea how it's going
to
go.
What about very dry or slightly wet?
Well, you do have
probably
to put up. By the way, you will get more run, a lot more run, as the day goes on. Yeah, you will. You'll get more run in the fairways as the day goes on.
There's no dew on the grass
Absolutely.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know that just from going out.
But you also won't have crispy greens where there might be a little bit more, and the ball stick.
Right.
So
that's why I was asking.
While you won't
slightly
go
wet or very dry, because you carry a lot better.
They like slightly wet.
Yeah, just because
they
can stuff.
Their target. Yeah, they can just hit targets.
And they're all going to be long in the air anyway.
After a rain, those guys are just throwing darts at the pins. So, the first hole is a par 5. Life is good today. Life is good. Man, this is like if Miami was playing its first game under Al Golden.
Why would life be good?
Well, your life, you thought Al Golden was great at the start. Yeah.
I thought he was better than Mark Trestman, and apparently they're both terrible. But I don't care. I mean, that's 5 years ago, or actually longer than that now, when he actually first took over. I'm over it. But I do think it's applicable to, since it's the first major. Hey, Clemson is playing LSU in a national title game. We'll pick it up in the second quarter.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? But it's a big
game.
We
moved to a second quarter action.
Like when Alabama and LSU were playing on CBS and CBS only had on their streaming site until the second quarter.
Until the second quarter.
Congratulations to golf.
Nobody cares about the first quarter.
Oh, okay.
Please give art. This is art, typical art. Please give us the update. Please give us the update on the leaderboard of Black Lives Matter doesn't
–
Black Lives doesn't matter open. This is not – no. Oh, really? At 8:46, what did all the golfers do?
I don't know.
Stopped.
What did they do?
And gave a minute of silence at 8:46 a.m.
Did they?
Yeah.
When? For this tournament?
No, for right after.
Oh.
Yeah. Paid tribute.
A minute of silence?
A minute of
then
silence.
Then like, whatever. We didn't do anything for 8 minutes and 46 seconds to start our tournament.
That was a long time.
It was a long time.
It was a long time.
They were proving a point.
That was a long, long time. It's John in witness protection. How do you go from animals to loving golf? Guarantee no animal loves golf.
That might be accurate.
That's probably accurate.
Well, he doesn't like to talk about his time back there like he's in witness protection. There are a lot
I'm telling
things.
You, the animals just don't even... They're just as glad they never saw you after meeting Wendy for the first time. If they saw your house, where you live, the fact that you had a cat named Mr. Jinxie.
No, I didn't have Mr. Jinxie. That's from a movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
I thought bonkers. It was Jinxie the cat.
We call him that. His name was Socks. You call him Socks.
Yeah, Socks. He had white socks.
Hold on. You get John, since you left the neighborhood, you got a cat? Well, that's not how they
talk
in Chicago.
The cat was pooping on our car.
So let me ask you a question.
So we just fed it, and it just stayed there.
I'm going to get this straight. You have a cat now. You live in a place that's full of foo-foo gold chairs or whatever. Your wife dresses you.
Mm-hmm.
She puts your clothes. You got some kind of man purse bag back there made out of black leather. You wear Gucci shoes or something like that, and you watch golf.
Yeah. I do all those things.
Wow. You are in witness protection.
Yeah, or you're Haffa.
Trust me, no one's calling him Haffa.
Oh, okay.
Well,
no.
That's probably.
Probably. Did you see Oklahoma State's having a little problem?
What are they having an issue with?
What is it this time?
And I included you in this one, Del, in the tweet. So apparently, Oklahoma State University says yes to anti-white segregation.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Fred Dillard, the interim assistant director of residential life at Oklahoma State, seemingly violated the Civil Rights Act. He prohibited white student staff from participating in a conference call for residential assistance in an email he sent out to student staff that was obtained by Nationalist Review. He's a young African-American, and he said, no white people allowed.
Yeah, that's a civil rights.
That seems like a problem.
When you're looking for equality.
Well, the Civil Rights Act says yes.
Will go both ways, by the way.
Yes.
That's problematic.
No person in the United States shall, on the ground of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance.
And you can also go into whatever study halls you want, Dell. And unlike what that lady told us.
Excuse me. That's what I...
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
Signed the residence advisor at the RA at Oklahoma State.
That's what I tweeted out. Excuse me. There are too many white people in here.
You guys are discussing it, and I appreciate that, but there's a question you have to ask. Was he wrong?
Yeah, you can't...
You can't... Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
How so?
What if he put out there,
did he simply...
Well, it was a white guy saying, oh, sorry, no black people allowed.
I mean...
Then what?
You guys have been doing that for years. We're used to it.
No.
No. No, that was... I think there was a whole civil rights
called
movement
the
about
Civil
separate
Rights
but
Act,
equal.
Though.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, did he simply do it on the basis of race, or did he go...
Oh, yeah, he said...
Also because you're uncool, so I don't
he
want
He literally
you here.
Said that.
Would he have been better off saying code word for white would have been, you guys aren't cool? You're uncool, so you can't be here?
No, you still can't do that.
No, if I say, if I don't want you in the group because you're uncool, would he have got away with it if he just said that instead of white?
Here's what he wrote.
Well, Hello. Unless he said, wait a minute, all the people we've seen put on the uncool list are white.
Well, just so
I think he's trying to trade.
No, I just
take them as they come.
Yeah, you get to come in. He goes, hey, if Macklemore walked in here, I'd put him on the list, on this side.
What?
Yeah.
So here's what he wrote. I'm excited to write to you about the Student Staff of Color Social tomorrow. We'll be hosting a virtual social on Zoom for our student staff of color. This social is totally optional, not mandatory. We have a very loose agenda, blah, blah, blah. We're spending some time chatting. If you would like to attend the social, please fill out this form. Please note, this space is only for student staff of color and not allies or non-staff of color.
So it wasn't a specific group for people of color. He just decided to make a subsection in the middle of it.
Right.
Yeah, he's got some problems.
While we very much appreciate our allies, this is a space just for the student staff of color to be themselves.
What is
so you can't be yourself?
Apparently in Stillwater, you can't be yourself if you're black. At least if you're in this group.
Oh, come on, Stillwater, catch up.
Look, All he had to say was the OAN people over here, the non-OAN people over here.
I don't think that's the thing.
Well, it's, we know Stillwater vibes with OAN. At least one guy does.
Well, it's not pro-OAN and anti-OAN.
If you did,
that's not what the meeting was about.
If you back Mike Gundy and his OAN shirt, you can't come. That's all. You don't have to say white. And then he could just make the assumption, oh, you're white. You back that shirt. You can't come.
Well, so then no whitey would show up because every white backs OAN?
The guy would go, look, I know you say you didn't back the shirt, but come on. You're white. You know you did. This isn't a meeting for you. It seems like an aggressive approach to do like that. And did the administration back him? Or were they like, hey, come on, man. What are you doing? Did he have backing from the administration?
No, I don't believe so. I think he just set this out on his own.
But
he did violate the Civil Rights Act. But that's okay.
I mean, no big deal.
No biggie. Honestly. Honestly, if that was a white kid that said whites,
he'd be done.
No, he would be expelled from school.
Why didn't he just have why didn't he just invite all the black kids and not mention?
Just send out an email to the black kids and say, hey, I want to chat with you guys.
See, this is when you're flexing too hard. Why would you make that a public thing? If you legitimately just wanted to have something where you could just talk to the black
Black there. Student union.
Yeah,
that's out there.
But even inside that particular, well, I don't even know what
they
were.
He said no allies. Look, sorry, guys.
It's the residential life staff.
But yeah, so even if you just wanted the black kids who were part of that staff, just send a couple of texts to the black kids.
Hey, let's all chat tomorrow.
Instead of making it a public thing, you dummy. What's the matter with you? It's pretty easy. Like, we're not gangsters. We're a social club. I'm not excluding you.
Right.
I just want to talk to... Don't make it public.
We're not gangsters. We're a social club.
Right. Don't make it public. You could have got away with that. He just wanted to make a point, and now he's got a problem.
Yeah. No. Now he's got a real problem. He goes to Oklahoma State. Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what today is? Today is... guess what today is? Today is National Pizza and a Six-Pack Day. This is a true, you know, they've got days for.
Well, I got the six pack covered, so I got to have a pizza too?
Yeah, so.
Well, Daryl Morey, let's go.
So I went to.
Your team sucked the other night. Let's go.
I'm going to St. Arnold today. They got a new pizza. Do you like spicy pizzas?
Their pizza there is really good.
Awesome.
It really is.
I've been telling people that their guy, the guy who is the head chef there, he came out to Texas Star Grill Shop when I was out there he was doing pizza demos and just feeding people, just making pizzas. Off the charts. Their pizzas, they got a mushroom pizza there that is awesome, but they've got one that is, I don't know what, it's like, it's a big, you'd love it. It's like a big, not salami, but some type of ham product, some type of pork, like a ham or whatever. And then they've got these, they've got peppers on it, which they have kick. It's like a spicy pizza, which I actually like jalapenos on pizza and stuff like that. So I'm going to go buy and get... I'm going to go by and do the pizza in a six-pack today over at St. Arnold. I know they've got some specials going on over there, but if you have never had their pizza is really, really – and it's got the crisp
– I love that.
Done crust like you like too.
And love the pizza that. No, their pizza is really good. We did a Roughnecks event over there.
Yeah, I remember when The Rock called us earlier this week. I wonder if The Rock called any other shows.
Probably not. He called our show. Why is he going to call other shows? Screw other shows. We're the station for the Roughnecks.
He made the one call he needed to make.
We're the station for the Roughnecks.
That's true. You know how I know? Because of
Roughnecks.
And then he hit us with Renegades.
He flipped it on us.
I can't even do that one.
Yeah,
don't even, because Dell's going to capture it.
And I will send it to whoever the new boss is and say, you don't want this
guy. It's funny, when I was practicing to do it, I said Renegades a few times while I was practicing. And I was so nervous that I was going to do that.
Well, the Fox guy did it on the first ever touchdown.
Yeah, he did. A-hole. 930 ESPN, 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come get some.
ESPN, 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We can put all your nonsense to bed, Dell.
What nonsense?
Bryson DeChambeau's trainer says, under normal circumstances, you'd say the only way somebody could make these body changes is taking steroids. And I can guarantee you that's not been part of his process and not even a thought in his head.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But so these are abnormal circumstances? Because he said under normal circumstances, steroids would
you
be...
You can make that assumption, but you can't here.
So why is this abnormal?
It's abnormal.
Did he explain why it's an abnormal?
It's just been part of the evolution of him being involved in this program and being able to tolerate the forces that his body's been able to tolerate. And those changes in strength have been amazing. But it's all natural from this end of it.
He's saying he's not.
What about the other end of it?
Yeah. So you
may just opened the door.
Yeah, he's saying I didn't provide him with anything. I don't know what he did.
Yeah. So, but your accusations, your wild, mindless accusations.
Why are you blaming me?
Uh-huh.
You have alluded.
I've never alluded to anything.
Okay.
Bryson's clean as a whistle. Clean as a whistle. He doesn't he doesn't bang trash cans. He doesn't do steroids.
Did Brooks Koepka say he wasn't so clean?
And picked up 20 more yards on his drive. Not suspicious at all.
That's not suspicious in the least.
Did Brooks Koepka make a joke about Bryson DeChambeau being...
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did the Kenny Powers thing where he tore the camera off.
Because he might have been doing stuff.
Yeah.
We had, remember when Tiger used to get a little behind the scenes? Then he had the blood spinning that he was doing. Everyone's like, hey.
Well, he had the Canadian doctor that was indicted.
I know.
That was his knee.
Would it shock
his
you?
His knee doctor.
Would it shock you if Tiger was choosing at any point? Wouldn't shock me either.
Not in the least.
At one point, I would have said yes. But, and you know, when it could have happened is when he's trying to come back and get back into form or whatever.
If it comes
I don't
out.
Think early Tiger was.
If it comes out that he was doing it, I'd say, all right, I get it. Man, it's just beautiful there. Those cypress trees are gorgeous, just gorgeous. If you get a chance to play San Francisco golf, you got to do it.
I played it.
It's
once.
A beautiful place to play.
I played golf there, and it was great. Colorado golf is beautiful.
Yeah.
San Francisco golf is beautiful.
Yeah.
You have Rockets versus Lakers today. The Lakers yesterday were just whacked by 19 at home. They were the home team, so they had their virtual fans screaming. Well, they probably weren't screaming. They were just sitting there on their hands. And the question is going to be whether or not LeBron James and Anthony Davis, two guys who they want to rest for championships play. It's a back-to-back situation. I am going to see if they have any numbers out yet. And boom, Lakers minus one.
Lakers are minus one tonight?
Yep.
Load up on the Rockets. Load.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Management.
I've got something I have to get.
Load management on the Rockets. Are you kidding me?
Where's he going?
I don't know where he's going.
Does he have to place bets on a different computer because the NFL would track him?
Minus one, Rockets plus one. Bing, 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 bing. Oh, I'm taking money line. Oh, please, thank you so much for this money you're putting in my pocket.
All right, don't let Dion Waiters ruin it for you.
Rockets and money line. Boom. Thank you. Confirm. Boom. That's all. Thank you. I love my life right now, thanks to the dumb books that think that the Rockets won't beat the Lakers tonight. That's stupid. In a back-to-back, after they played LeBron and Anthony Davis played 30 and 29 minutes.
Certainly less than what they normally do.
But yeah, but it's still back-to-back when they've already clinched.
Maybe they say last night was unacceptable.
Or maybe they say,
we'll see.
F it. What's the difference?
All right. Don't let him. Oh, Thundersticks.
Oh, he brought his Thundersticks.
I can play Thundersticks. You don't need to grab him.
This is not a Thundersticks situation.
No, it's not.
Hearing you say load up on the Rockets sounds Thundersticky.
Well, guess what?
I just like the way it sounds.
Oh, guess who's going to catch a pizza if they lose tonight?
Today is pizza in a six-pack. Tell somebody to...
What about March 14th?
No, that's steak stuff.
Yeah, steak and other thing day.
Yeah, that's a better
I like
day.
To call that
that's a better than pizza in a six-pack.
I like to call March 14th the big lie day.
To
yeah.
And it also depends on who's cooking the steak and who's providing the other thing. because there's no guarantee the other thing is going to be good.
No, and there's no guarantee the steak's going to be any
so
good.
So you have two. Yeah, I've never really had a bad pizza, but I've
you've had a bad pizza.
No. Even bad pizza is okay.
Oh, bad steak is really good, too.
Yeah, but bad other thing is not really good.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I mean.
That can be very problematic.
Yes, it can be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Imagine the equivalent of food poisoning for that.
Oh, no.
But we don't know if
there's no poisoning.
But we don't know if LeBron James is going to play.
That's
today,
the equivalent,
right?
John. Oh, God. That's the equivalent.
Oh, God. I can't bite down on that.
Oh. See, I didn't vocalize what I said. I didn't say it.
You did that with your teeth.
What?
That's all.
I'm going to say load up on the Lakers. How about that?
You are?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Do we know if those guys are playing or not?
No, we don't know.
No, we don't know. But how you can put out a line?
I can't find it anywhere, at least.
What? A line?
Well, if LeBron will play.
Well, no. But on a back-to-back, when you've already clinched and there's still four games to play, I'm loading up on my club.
All right. As long as they don't throw a soft double at James, you might have a shot. Because we know what happens.
They ain't throwing nothing. Okay?
All right.
Looking at the Lakers. What's the latest?
If Oklahoma City, who's better, Rockets or Oklahoma City?
They're about the same.
No.
Yes, they are.
No.
In fact, yes, they are.
Well, no. Okay, who's a favorite in Vegas?
I don't care.
Who's favored?
I've watched each team play this year. They're about the same.
And the Rockets are a dog to this crap-ass Laker team?
The Lakers really have. They're 2-2 since coming back from the bubble. They've lost to the Raptors, and they've lost to the Thunder. They beat the Jazz, and they beat the Clippers in a close one. But this is not, yeah, I don't know. I have never felt like the Lakers are one of the teams to beat, but I've never just, I don't know. I know what Kawhi Leonard does for a living, which is ruin people's lives on the basketball court. He just has, there's just something about him. And I like the makeup of the Clippers a lot. When they're all there, when Harrell's there, when Pat Beverly is, and Beverly's there, but I mean, you know, when they've got all their pieces in place, I still actually think the Clippers might be more built for the. You know what? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how tough Anthony Davis is. He is super, super talented, and he puts up a lot of numbers. I'm just not sure how. When it comes nut cutting time, when's he ever done anything in the playoffs? Do we know that he's got playoff balls? I mean, we don't know that for a fact.
Well, they did win one series against Portland. That's it.
Portland's perennial snoozes in the postseason.
Except when they're playing the Rockets.
Except, yeah, when they're yeah.
They did get to a Western Conference final last year.
No, yeah, I guess swept. Last year. Yeah, they did last year. They did last year. That's true. They needed a – well, that was a great shot by
Dame.
By
took
Dame.
Took out
Oak City.
That was in five. They dominated that series. Shout out to Russ. And then they beat the Nuggets in, I think, seven on the road. So that was a good run for them. Then it ended where it should have ended because the Warriors were better.
Yeah,
much better.
I like that. I think I like the. I did not like what I saw from the Rockets at all last game. That to me, that was terrifying.
You're not going to see that this time. Not against the Lakers. No one cares about beating Portland. Doesn't matter.
Russ does. Because Dame has ended him.
Yeah.
Russ definitely
does. No, Russ and, well, not James, but Russ and the Portland Trailblazers love beating the Rockets. Carmelo, I will say that there was more. They had the beef after Chris Paul made the little layup, the nothing layup. Remember how pissed they got off about that? Like, Portland does care about the Rockets. I feel like maybe more than the Rockets care about
them. Yes, that's true. No,
well, Russ cares about his personal battles, and he wasn't thrilled with what was going on because Dame's on the other side.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Russ has personal battles with everyone. That's one of the things you really like about Russ is you never expect Russ to take a game off. He may do terrible, stupid stuff, but Russ doesn't take games off. Russ is out there trying to make every play is a championship caliber energetic play for Russell Westbrook. That's what you really like about him. And when he happens to be on his game, man, he can go off.
When we come back, 9:43 ESPN, talk a little college sports. The NCAA made some decisions yesterday. We'll talk about 9:43. Don't go anywhere.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, 9:46 ESPN 97.5. That is something. So, yesterday, they opened the roof after Lance McCullers got a perfect game going three innings. They opened the roof after the third, and holy crap, the ball just... Did you see the one? He went way down and, like, golfed it. It was a low pitch, and it just kept going and going and going, and it gets over... it bounces once over the over Tucker's head and into the stands for a ground rule double.
Inside
it looked
park,
like it was a pop-up.
The inside the park carried...
The home run
that you talked about.
It was just a crazy. That was just a crazy bounce.
I'm just talking about the carrying.
But here's
Springer's was a line drive.
But where the hell was Miles Straw in center field? Why the hell didn't he get there? He's the fastest guy ever.
That's what I want to know. What kind of shift were you on? Were you in left field? Did they have some crazy outfield shift? Because the ball just kept rolling and rolling. I'm like, where the hell is Straw?
Yeah.
Where is the center fielder? How is the right fielder having to chase this down?
It was almost all the way to center field. Finally, he bobbles it, throws it, missed Correa, and it's an inside-the-park homer. But, boy, holy crap. You want to talk about it. So read what Lance McCullers said.
Here's what Lance McCullers said verbatim. Opening the roof in the fourth is ass. It's not an excuse. It just is what it is. Balls were being hit. There were routine pop-ups, and they were landing off walls. It was kind of just an unfortunate inning. But like I said, the stuff was there. I felt really good. I just have to keep moving forward. Oh, no. I'm thinking of, not the inside the park. I'm thinking of the same one you were talking about, the ground rule double.
Ground rule double.
That one would have been, that was an easy out.
It was an easy out.
In the first three innings. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. And then, hold on, let me pause this. But yeah, but Dusty Baker went on to say this. They told us before the game they're going to open the roof. So they didn't, they knew it was coming. The Astros did. So I don't think it was used as some type of advantage. Like, hey, the Astros are up. Let's open the roof. He said, when they open the roof, this place plays like Colorado. I knew before the game, this place, you never really feel safe here because of big gaps and the ball jumps and they start hitting the ball out of the ballpark. It seemed like when they opened the roof, the ball started carrying even better. They jumped us pretty good. After the roof was open, the Diamondbacks hit four home runs, and the Astros hit three in the final six innings.
There's no rule against changing the dynamics of a game. The
open air
of
carries.
No, you can open and close. In football, there is. In baseball, you can open and close according to the weather.
Okay.
Yeah. But it has to be at the top of an inning.
Can be in the middle of a.
It can be in the middle of the game though. Like if there's a threat of rain for the Astros in the sixth inning, you can close it.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense because rain could actually keep you from finishing a game.
Right.
Oh, it's
in football though. You can't. If it's open, it's open. If it's closed, it's closed. Let's talk. So fall sports championships have been canceled in NCAA Division II and Division III. Cancellations affect football, men's and women's soccer, men's and women's cross country, field hockey, women's volleyball, and men's water polo in both divisions.
So they've canceled championships, but not seasons.
Not seasons.
Because the NCAA doesn't have the power to do that. That's a conference thing. But they have the power not to hold championships, which they decided.
That's pretty telling. Yeah. But it's pretty telling that they didn't cancel Division I.
Yeah. Oh, they have to hang on as long as possible.
Well, no. They canceled the men's Division I basketball tournament, and the presidents were pissed at Mark Emmert.
Oh, the first time around.
Yeah, they said, hold on.
Was the right call.
Just a second. It might have been the right call, but you talk to us first before you're doing that.
Right. No, Mark Emmert is the boss of everyone.
Oh, is
he? No, he's not, clearly.
He's a...
That's why they didn't cancel Division I.
No.
fall sports, because if they did, then it makes football look bad, because they were going to continue to push on because they don't have any control over that. And they don't want that divide. Like, they don't want the divide of the Power Five saying, wait, okay, we think we can put on a 32-team lacrosse tournament much better than you can. So we'll do it. We'll see how you like it. So they've left that open.
So this was a joint decision, though, by the president's council of the two divisions, and they came to this decision. Other divisions have until August 21st to decide whether they will hold fall championships. If 50% or more of eligible teams cancel their season, the NCAA will not hold championship events in that division. Let's get David in here. Hey, David.
Hey, fellas. Lance, I tried to call in last week, but I was the Joe Kelly thing to me, before I get to my question, the Joe Kelly thing to me, did he not remind you exactly looking like after he was throwing behind a couple of our players, a pitcher from the original Bad News Bears that was throwing behind Engelbert? I mean, it was a spitting image. I just couldn't get over the fact that he was such a punk.
Right. Anyway, he is the spitting image. And he looked like my Uncle Kent when my Uncle Kent was younger. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about now, because he did. He was one of the bullies.
Right. Well, what do y'all think about the NCAA? I'm talking March Madness here, obviously 7 months away, but I still think we're obviously all going to be struggling with what's going on. So do you think the NCAA basketball March Madness is taking some notes of the NBA bubble and perhaps modifying the tournament so that maybe only 16 or 20 teams make the tournament and are able to play, perhaps even at Disney World, getting that two-week gap, you know, after the season's over, perhaps, to play in a bubble in the spring, because I just don't see business as usual for a, you know, multi-site tournament in the spring. Just y'all's comment. Thanks a lot. Great show.
So I think if football fails, if baseball fails here and football fails, then you could certainly see a bubble situation for college basketball.
I think the saving grace as far as that tournament's concerned is it happens in April, and I think we're on track for potential
vaccines. What about your regular
vaccines.
Season, though?
Yeah. Well, the regular season's in jeopardy, certainly, as far as how they'll play. But the vaccines are probably going to be in the general public's hands before April, and I think that's the only way you'll see a giant 64-team-plus tournament.
I could certainly see a situation. Well, now, again, it depends on football. If football is really struggling, basketball, you're pushed back to January 1st or January semester. Basketball, you're going to play a 15-game schedule, maybe just your conference, and then we will push the NCAA tournament back to May or so. And by then, hopefully there's vaccines. Hopefully there's... We don't have to do a bubble situation, but I can certainly see all of that happening. But I think it all depends on football. I could see even if football is going well, I could see where basketball might say, let's just start later.
See, the thing is you have to have some mode to determine who makes it. Like something, you have to have some games so you determine who makes it. Because what I'm thinking of, we already have regional bubbles, so to speak. You already have regionals. In tournaments where the brackets are, you know, they've now made it more regional to save on travel costs and to bring people into the stadiums. You could have regional bubbles. It could be done. The one thing about basketball, the advantage is there's much fewer players to quarantine and take care of.
Well, and regional bubbles, yes, because it's a short amount of time. You can't have bubble regular seasons.
No, but you could have bubble. You could do a 10-game season. You could do
How do you determine who gets in? Because a lot of that stuff is
yeah.
You just got to do conference.
But of course, they are also student
conference
too. Like they do have to. There is going to be classes going on too that they're
well,
going to have to
and
do.
most a lot of schools are going to be virtual, so you can do it from anywhere.
But part of college basketball
second half semester, I don't know if the second semester is going to be virtual.
Yeah, right.
But if you're determining who gets in or not, part of college basketball is who played who at a conference. Like if the ACC plays the ACC, all right, top seven teams have above 500 records in the ACC. Are you taking seven teams? How do you know that, let's say, Clemson is better than Arizona State? because you're only doing Pac-12. I think that's very hard to do in college basketball, just play conference only and then determine who makes the tournament.
Well, if you play conference only, then the top two or three teams from your conference.
And how many people are making the tournament then?
Take the same number from each of the Power Fives and then take the champions from the smaller schools or whatever. I mean, you know, you'd have to do it that you could figure that out. You can figure that out.
We know how much they use their numbers and conference strength. It'll be a little bit more difficult than certainly football.
Well, you couldn't do it like you always do. No,
football will have an easier time of it without playing conferences. I still think in this scenario where there's maybe not a vaccine that's readily available, you finish your regular season, you give 2 weeks instead of going immediately to the NCAA tournament. It's a 2 week quarantine for those teams, maybe in their bubble location. Then you start playing to make sure everyone's good to go.
Yep. Oh, that was mean. That is just mean.
What's mean?
Kalen Robinson. Well, Mikael McLean, he's got a little baby that's trying to dunk a basketball on a little goal, and he comes up and he swats it.
He blocked the baby shot.
Yeah, that's what just mean.
And you learn young. No layups.
The kid was standing there, going jumping like kind of. First of all, his kid traveled, and it was an up and down, kind of jumping a little bit, and trying to get his stuff together to dunk it. And Dad swatted it. It took too long under the basket.
Dad, yeah. Not a quick leaper. Gilbert just got here.
Well, we'll get Gilbert on the other side then. Right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
The guys with the mowing the yard thing.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.